All right, so last week we spoke about sitting next to somebody or in front of somebody or maybe even behind somebody who's davening. If someone's davening Shemona Esrei, are you allowed to be sitting within his Dalet Amos? And the halacha is you're not allowed to be sitting in front of him. And even next to him, you're not supposed to be sitting. And then the shaila really we were handling most of the time is that the exception, by the way, Yishmael, I had a professor in law school, and we were learning evidence. And there's a bunch of rules of evidence, as you know. There's tons of rules of evidence. And everyone knows about this hearsay, right? Everyone knows that there's a rule against hearsay. You're not allowed to say a testimony, which is hearsay. So hearsay has a whole bunch of exceptions and rules and, you know, whatever. So he wrote on the board before. This is Judge Rosen. You had Judge Rosen? It's Judge Rosen. So he wrote on the board, and I don't remember the exact quote, but this was the idea, that the younger attorneys know the rules. The more seasoned attorneys know the exceptions. So if you know the exceptions, then you should really know the rules. Anyway, so here the general rule is that it's also to sit next to or in front of somebody who's davening. And the exception is that if you are being Isaac in Dvarim that are mitikune tefilos, this is some kuf beis. If you're saying something that's davening, so even if you're saying karbanos to the mechaber paskin, so then the shaila became: what about someone who's learning? Are you allowed to sit next to somebody? You're sitting, and you're learning, and a guy comes and starts davening right next to you. So is there a problem with that? So that was really what we got into last week. The mechaber said that there are some that are mater to be Isaac and Torah. And then and the Mishabruah just says that you actually have to speak the words of Torah. You can't just be thinking them. If you're just Mahar, then the Beis Yosef also, remember, was a whole Geshmak Araya from Eli, because you learn a lot of the halachas out from Eli and Chana, that whole story with Eli and Chana. So it was a very Geshmak Araya from there. But Lamaisa, the Beis Yosef, at the end of the day, he didn't want to completely take it on. So therefore, he said, if you're just thinking and learning, that's not enough. You have to actually be saying words of Torah. Now, how are you going to be talking words of Torah when there's a minion going on next to you, or someone's coming to daven? So, you know, that's a little different. I just wanted to tell everybody that I did see afterwards where that it said that if it's nicker that you're learning, like if you have a safer in front of you, and, you know, you're not sitting there spacing out, you actually looks like you're learning, then there'd also be reason to be mad there if you're just sitting down next to the guy. Now, this would even go for, if let's say you're sitting there by yourself, learning by yourself, but, you know, before, and some guy decides to come in and daven and stands right behind you. So even in that case, you'd have to move over. Yeah. And we said that there's a halacha that's something called baba gvuloi, but it seems that it's not in the gay if it's in a shul. So most of the time, you know, this situation would happen in a shul.
That tefillah kavua, like it's supposed to be.
Not just a tefillah kavua.
It's a place to daven no matter what, no matter if it's.
Right. It's a place that you can always daven. So therefore, yeah. So that's okay. So now we're gonna get into the next halacha. So we'll start off with the Gemara. The Gemara says on Daf Chav Zayin Amud Aleph in Brachos, it's near the bottom. I did not mark it off, which I should have. It's the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 line up from the bottom. And it's in the middle, near the end, it says Rav Ikla. Rav Ikla Lebe Geneva. It's about the 8th line up from the bottom. You got it? Very short Gemara. Rav Ikla Lebe Geneva. Rav went to Bei Geneva. Vitzali Shal Shabbos Be'erev Shabbos. He davened. He made early Shabbos, basically. He davened the Shabbos davening on Erev Shabbos. V'hava matzli Rabbi Yirmiyah Bar Abba L'achayra. And Rabbi Yirmiyah Bar Abba was davening behind him. The Rav. V'sayim Rav. And Rav finished davening. V'loi paski Paske Litzalusei Rav Yirmiyah. He did not interrupt the davening of Rabbi Yirmiyah. What was it exactly? We'll see in a second. Shema mina tlas. We see three things. Shema mina mispal adam shal Shabbos b'erev Shabbos. We see, first of all, the person can make early Shabbos. That's the first thing.
Makar, anyway,
sir? No, this is, yeah, certainly. Makar. Yeah, I mean, you see it. And shema mina mispal, well, okay, yeah, so it's also like, yeah, but shema mina mispal talmud achari rabbi. And then you also see that a talmud can daven behind his rabbi. There's no chashas there that maybe, you know, he's being oivid the Rebbe. There's no chashas. Ush mami no, usr laver keneged hamispalim. And we also see that it's usr to pass in front of somebody who's davening. So take a look at Rashi. Rashi says, v'loy paskilu tzilusei, last Rashi on the page. Klaimar lay hifsig bein Rebbe Yirmiya ulakaisel laver lefanav. He did not interrupt between Rabbi Yirmiya and the wall in front of him. Yirmiya is diving right by a wall, and he didn't walk in front of him. And I guess the seat was on the other side, and he didn't pass in front of Rabbi Yirmiya while he was davening in order to sit in his place. He stood where he was. He just stood where he was, waiting for him to finish, and then he davened. So this is the Gemara, which is the Makar, that you're not supposed to pass in front of somebody who davened. So the next page is really the Shulchan Aruch, which is Siv Dalet, Aser, and this is how we pass, Aser Lava Kenegad Amis Baal, Masai Chav Amis. So within Dalet Amis, you're not allowed to pass in front of somebody who's Davin Shemon Esrei. B'dafka Lefneya. Now, he says, that's only in front of him. Aval B'tzideyem Mutter Lava V'lami. But on the side of the person, you are allowed to pass and stand by. Take a look at the Magen Avraham, which is on the left, Sivkat and Hey. Avo b'tzideyim, ubezoyar chayesara, ayin shin yud gimel, amit shin yud gimel, maybe. Isa, delakol tzad asa. So Magen Avraham brings a Zoyar that says, the Zoyar would say that even on the side would be usher to pass by someone who's davening.
Even if you're not going in front of him, but
even if you're not going in front of him, going on the side.
Wow.
The main difference between this week and last week is we're talking about passing as opposed to standing. Last week was where we could daven and
had
someone.
Oh, so last week we're talking about standing, right? So standing, right? So yeah, so that's part of what the Magen Avraham, the next Magen Avraham, really says. He says that how did the Mechaber said Avav Itzidei Mutter Laver V'Lamid? How do you know that? He said because really earlier we know that it's only us to sit next to somebody. He said that was last week, right? Sif Aleph. They know how to sit, so obviously you know how to stand. okay. So that's that. Now what's...
So what's the difference between standing and passing by?
What's the difference between standing and passing by? Why would standing...
For different reasons?
Well, why would be standing be mutter? What do you mean?
You see, standing is mutter. Passing by, and you're still...
No, so if you'd hold standing next to him as mutter, then also passing by. I mean, on the side, be mutter you're talking about. You're talking about the side?
That's, yeah.
What do you think?
The side.
Because yesterday, the sides were... Last week, the sides had definitely had a side of heter, which is...
Right, yeah, that's what I'm saying. The sides, there is a... For sure. Oh, you're saying the zayar.
Yeah, from
the zayar.
That's different.
Yeah.
That's more of a... Okay.
So the chayar, you're saying, according to the zayar, you should not be allowed to stand next to somebody either. It was davening, yeah. I hear. So, Mishnah Brura. If you take a look at Mishnah Brura, this is in Siv Dalet. So Siv Katan Tezvav. He says this. He brings out this halacha and he says, "What's the reason? Why not to pass by someone who's davening?" This is the mimnation mevatel kavanosai ayideze. Because you're being mevatel his kavana, right? Someone's trying to daven and you're passing in front of him, and it's gonna be mevatel his kavana. Then he says, "Well, chen asra afilo isek goes with kriyishma." So therefore, it's asra even if the guy's being isek in kriyishma. Any time that the guy needs kavana, and you're passing in front of him, so really, you should try not to pass by somebody in front of him at all if he's davening, because you're going to be mevatel his kavana.
Did you mention the difference the fact that what's he davening in a shul everyone together? So one guy himself, and you're messing him up. But everyone's davening together.
So the one you're not messing him up.
It's not very practical to assume that no one's going to be passing in front of somebody when you have 50 people sitting together.
Really?
What?
Why? Because people have to walk around.
Everyone has to wait for the guy in the back.
So we'll get to that also. How far it goes back. But if everyone's just standing in their seat and davening, then there shouldn't be passing or, you know, people going to get siddurim or whatever, or get sefarim. But we'll see if there's one guy in the back and you're the 20th guy in the front, everyone's waiting for the guy in the back, what the halach is that? It could be more mekel then. But just talking about the guy that's...
I'm saying if the reason is you're messing up the kavanah, it could be that if you're sitting together and everyone's davening,
then it's not going to mess the guys up?
The guy was three seconds before in front of you. The fact that he went back two steps now...
But if you're davening and then all of a sudden some guy comes into your vision, it's not going to... you know.
So if he's always in your grip,
or if there, before he wasn't moving, and all of a sudden he's moving, you're starting to get nervous. Like you're just holding on. You know, you're just checking yourself or holding on. You know. Anyway, so that's what they say. So the reason is that it's being vatal kavana, but then he brings this. Listen to this, and then I think most places can bring this reason. The reason is you mean vatal kavana. They deal with this a lot. Being vatal kavana, so that's why they say let's say l'mashal. Okay, we'll get to this in the Berelach in a second. Anyway, so he says here v'chai adam kasa v'atam. The chai adam brings another reason. The chai adam says when they shemafzik bein mespal ashchina. And I actually brought the chai adam here. Okay, let's keep going. Anyway, so the Mishnah Berurah says he brings another reason from the chai adam. So take a look in the Berelach. Also, lava connected. He says, "I am Tamei Shabur." The Mishbur brings two reasons, right? And then he says, "V'ayin bel yirav v'shem shla." To who adin the yesh lizar shle lava be'isha karen shema yishal. Same thing. That's what he brings from the. You're not supposed to pass in front of somebody who's saying kriya shema. Then he says, "Kalsim b'sei from my mordechav ezel shoni hatam." What's the reason? Neish mevatel kavan asam esmal. Because you mean mevatel the kavan of the person who's davening. Lefiza nira. So let's like this. Dam esmal meshal shle talis al panav. K'moshe noyegim harbe. A lot of people wrap their faces up with the talis. So they don't see in front of them. Their mamash don't see. Mm-hmm. Or sometimes people close their eyes when they daven. Their eyes are completely closed. They don't know what's going on around them. So then according to that, mutter lava upon them. So then it would be mutter to pass in front of them. Because they have no idea who's passing or anything. They're just, their eyes are closed or their towels are up to them. That's why the kehanim were naik to put the towels over their hands so nobody's looking their hands. Also says something. Someone has a mum. A kohen is about mum. He's allowed to be dochen if he just throws a talis over. The minag akayhanim l'shal shal talis is shari lisa kap. If he has a lot of mumim, people aren't going to be staring at his mumim because they're all going to be covered by the talis. V'hachanami. So he says yesh lomi the mayos shal shal talis. So to over here, it should help if you know that the guy behind you has his talis covered his face or his eyes are closed, it should be fine. Mikol makam he says roi lachosh lahachmer. Still, you should be machmer. I'd come to shining. Ubefrat will feel much because of a chayod. For sure, what the chayodim says, the tam is nation mafsik ben a mespal ashkina. So for sure, according to what the chayodim's reason is that you're being mafsik between the person who's davening and the shkina. Remember, we spoke about this last week. The Aruch Shulchan really says that this vart. He says that when a person's davening is like a makam kaddish. That's why he says the whole halacha that you have to be learning or davening. That's what the Aruch Shulchan's matter also learning because it's a makam kedusha. You just have to be naig with the kedusha. So if you're learning, of course, it's a makam kedusha. So why is it a makam kedusha? And they also brings a riot. That's why there's no problem sitting behind the guy because we take three steps back. The shechina is not behind us. We're taking three steps away from the shechina. So the shechina is obviously only in front of us. So therefore he says. So that's what he says, that really the vart is that it's a makam kedusha, you're talking to the shechina, and that's why there would be a problem walking in front of the guy, even if the guy's eyes are closed, because you're still walking in front of him in the shechina. So, according to the Be'er Halacha, at the end of the day, even if the guy's eyes are closed, or even if you know the guy is his talus is over his head, you're still not allowed to walk back, you're not allowed to pass by in front of his da'anam. So also, just take
a... Or stand in front of his mouth.
Pashas not. There is an Indian here. There is an Indian here that we saw in Sif Bay in Sif Aleph. It's all last week that it says if you have a what does he call it here? Not a real mechitzi. He calls it something that's gavaya asar of a roch of arba, 10 tefachim high and four wide. So that's a shaila shtender, but it's really very fair to say that a shtender is.
Is he interrupting the shechina? There's something there already.
Yeah, because no. So that's another thing. If there is a, if let's say you're davening in this big box in front of you, so then if someone can pass by in front of the box. That would be okay. That's the halacha. That's the halacha of Sifkan Beis, because that's like you have a hefsek already. You don't need the person's not really being mafsek. But a shtender kipshutai. I mean, I saw a tshuva about this. But it's very fair to say that a shtender is enough of a hefsek, and also a table. A table's not usually high enough.
It's not solid either.
The bottom line is if something's blocking your view that you can't see. But I mean, it would have to be a real mechitza.
That's fucking
yeah,
eyesight.
Yeah, it's not
high. I think they say that. I think I saw that a table wouldn't.
Yeah, but tabletop shtender, you're saying it's pretty.
If you wanted, I didn't see that there's Simech on this. Yeah, I mean, I know that I saw that Shuvah Hashem, he was definitely not want to be make up with the Shtender. But The table also would seem that it's not really a good hafsaka, because really that would really have to be that a person's not just he's saying that someone who's something that's kavua. Yeah, they deal with this, but I think that lemaisa at the end of the day they're not very happy with giving it to you by a shtender, but or a table. So sifkat, but sif hey, just to be for the hashlama in sif hey, it says in hishlim tilasai v'chaya adam achemis balachav. Let's say you finish your davening, and the guy is standing behind you. This is the halacha everyone knows. Asu l'ser shloish psias achigma misha achav es tilasai. This is what. You're now the backup three. So there's one thing is if you're not davening, you're just passing in front of the guy, you can't do that either. But even if you're finishing davening and you need to take your 3 steps backwards, you're still not allowed to take 3 steps backwards. Even though we saw that halacha, you're supposed to do that. But if someone's davening, you're not allowed to be mafsik. So you're not supposed to take 3 steps back behind them. Shemiyasa.
So if that's the case, are you not saying Eisa Shalom until you're waiting right. For the guy to do that?
Shemiyasa Zahari Hu Kaiba Kadagada Mispal. Because if you do that, it's like you're passing in front of the person who's down there.
The guy turns around every 5 seconds to see if the guy.
Yeah, that makes it crazy. That's a much bigger. I'd rather the guy.
So you're right.
3 steps back and get out of there.
So you're right if the Sfar is being the Vati or Kavana. But Lamaisa, the Baralach and the Mishabura says that you have to be Chayshish for the Chayodam, which is that the Shekhinah is there. So even if guy is bothering you to no end because he keeps looking back at you.
You know what? The table or standard for the Shekhinah wouldn't help?
That's what I told you. I mean, I don't.
You're saying you're.
Yeah, for this hafsek, I don't. No. It's for that also, for the Shekhinah also. Because if you're blocked off by Mechitza, you don't have to worry about the Shekhinah. It's a different Malkum. The Shekhinah is not there.
At that point.
So, but he says that I'm telling you, tables and.
At that point, your Shemaseh is over. You can answer.
You can do whatever. Yeah. You can answer. You can do. Yeah. Your Shemaseh is over. Anyway, so he says even he says just to finish off. He says it's tzarach l'daktik b'zafilum achron hiskel aspel acharav. You know this halacha, so therefore you making sure, you know which the long daveners are, right? So you make sure to position yourself in a place where you're not in front of someone davening like that. Right? You know this guy is either, you make sure no one's behind you, but now you did all your cheshbonis, you go daven there, and then some guy comes in late, right behind you he davens, right? This right? So then you would say, okay, listen, you know, this guy's the problem. And really the halacha is, by the way, that you, if you know you have a long davening, you should make sure that you're not davening in a place where people like to pass, or try not to be behind the guy who's davening.
The long davener should get the mizrach.
Yeah, they should get the mizrach, or they should be on the side, be on the side by a corner. You know, like if you know you have a long davening, try to make sure that your seat is not like you know. Anyway, that's another law. Anyway, so this is, but the law is even if the guy comes late, even if the guy comes late and starts davening behind you, you're not allowed to back up into his davenamis.
If there's a guy dabbling right here, and you're there, okay? And he always finishes way late.
Yeah.
Is it okay for you to sit there because there's a table here?
Right, so we were just talking about that. So it seems that the person were not very happy to give that hat with a table. It would not be enough.
Would not be enough?
Not be enough, no.
Uh-huh.
Not be enough.
So then,
yeah. So
should not be sitting there.
You should not be standing there. Yeah, I mean, well, you can stand, if that's where you're standing davening, you can keep standing there, but you're not supposed to back up or move around. Yeah, if that's where you're davening, that's where your seat is, and the guy just always sits behind you and he always davens very long, then you shouldn't back up into his davening. Mm-hmm. Change your seat.
Yeah.
Anyway, so then I just wanted to point out here that the Mishnah Berurah also brings in Tazayin and Yudzayin, very important Mishnah Berurah. So he says like this, that you're not supposed to pass in front of somebody who's in front of you, in front of the person who's davening, or the sides. Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkan Tazayin, what does lefnehem mean? Utstadim shelefnehem magnavam sifkan vav kilefnehem dami. So what about the sides that are bifnehem? So there's a few different sides, right? There's sides right on your side, then there's right in front of you. What about, you know,
diagonal.
Yeah, diagonal. What was that? 2 o'clock.
But it's
2 o'clock. So it's still within Dalai Lama's. It's still within Dalai Lama's. So what about the Tzadim Shlofnim? So the Magen Avraham says, we didn't see this, but in Sivkat and Vav, it's a little interesting Magen Avraham over there. It's not so poshut. But anyway, the Magen Avraham there comes out that the Tzadim Shlofnim are Kilofnim, and it would be a problem. Mm-hmm. So he's only mad to the Magen Avraham if it's mamish the sides. But then he says, he brings the Elia Rabba Shari. But the Elyar Rabba, Meshubur brings, is Mater. The sides. Even the sides shall flame. So the only thing that Elyar Rabba is Machmaran is directly in front of you. Mm-hmm. But a little bit, once you get into the sides, 1 o'clock, 11 o'clock, those would be mutter, according to Elyar Rabba, to back up into. And then he also brings the Zoya, Avo Pitsidayim, Bahazoya, Rapashas Chayasar, Oisra, Filatsidayim, Taychabram. So everyone's very busy with the Zoya, and this is interesting because a lot of times in Allah, they're not bothering with the Zoya so much. But here, they keep the Magen Avraham brings the Zoya, Mishnah Berurah brings the Zoya. There's something about even the sides. So we're a little bit nervous. I don't want to start messing around with Zoya. You know, we don't want to mess around if there's some. You know, if there's some inyan that the Zohar is saying you shouldn't be backing up in front of somebody on the side, you shouldn't want to do that. Now, also, what's interesting here, I just want to point out, is that the Meshavur doesn't say who he goes like. He brings a Magen Avraham that says the sides in front of you is Aser, and then he brings the Elyar Rabba and says it would be Mutter. So what is the Meshavur coming at? So later on, he brings both again. He brings one of them. So Mishavur and Sivkatan, Mamash the next in Sivkatan Yudches at the end, he brings down both shitas again. And then he says the Efsher, the last line he brings Sivkatan Yudches. The Efsher, the Yesh LaHakol, the Mklemad Chak. So maybe it can be Mako, the end of Sivkatan Yudches, the last line. Mishavur he says the Efsher, the Yesh LaHakol, Mklemad Chak. So he seems that you can learn. You can if you Mklemad Chak. Let's say you have to run to court or something. You have to go. So Makom El Chak, then you know you can be Samech on the Elyar Rabba, but it doesn't seem that he wants to give it to you lechatchila.
And do what?
To back up. Let's say you're not directly in front of the guy. Let's say you're a little bit to the side, but you know this Magen Avraham. You're not supposed to even the sides that are in front of him. You're also you want to be Machmel like the Magen Avraham, but you got to go, and the guy's taking forever. So then in that case, he says that the Makom El Chak can be Mekel, but. A regular, if you, there's no reason why you just want to back up because you feel like you're in jail, the Mishnah Berurah at least does not seem like he wants to give it to you. So, what do we do about the Zayar? If you take a look at the Aruch HaShulchan, and it came out, a lot of places can bring the Zayar, and the next page here is Aruch HaShulchan. And they're busy with the Zayar, though. I'm asking you, you have the Zayar, so people are going to be nervous about the Zayar. So look at the places of the Aruch HaShulchan. So Sivkat Yud Beis. Vida, shakasu b'shem hazayim b'parshas chayisara. He brings his zayir. Dafilu laver aser b'cholat stadim. Even just to pass by on the sides would be aser. Vezelash nazayir. Man the tzali aser lemevar dalad amas samachloi. Va'ikmu alahani dalad amas l'chol sater bar lakame. All sides, aside from in front of him. Umizek kasvu. So here the Magen Avraham and the Elyar Rabba bring this zayir. That zayir aser b'chol tzad. So from this zayir that I just quoted to you. They bring that it's aser all the sides. It's aser to pass by in front of them. The kasha ve'enai loymer shazayir yachlik al gemara, but welcome shem achlikes b'gemara. The gemara just says that he did not pass in front of them. It doesn't say anything about the sides. So why would the zayir be having bringing a day that's not in the gemara? Va'oy lama loy loymer ba'al kameh. Why would he say except in front of him? So let's just—he's going to get busy with that. And jump to the end of it, and he says, "V'lachain." In the next column, "V'lachain." V'lachain nearly the Adraba. He learns the Zayir Fakarit. Gam Hazayir Matilat Stadim. It has to be that the Zayir is Matilat Stadim. So he learns that he learns a whole shot in what the Zayir means. I'm not so good with Aramaic, so I don't want to get the. Get his intentions wrong. But at the end of the day, he's learning that the Zayar means, he's learning the Zayar does not mean to ask to the sides. So even though he's taking on every other part, the Magen Avraham is taking on the Mishnah Berurah, he's taking on all these, the Elyar Rabba, he's taking on all these people that learn the Zayar means the sides, and the Rosh Hashanah says, no, Avada, the Zayar does not mean to ask to the sides. So the Rosh Hashanah is saying that there's nothing to worry about the sides. Even though the Mishnah Berurah is saying that there's a problem with the sides, That according to the Zayar, but according to the Aruch HaShulchan, if you want to be Mekel, you certainly have the Aruch HaShulchan to be Mekel on. What?
The Magen Avraham quotes the Zohar, doesn't he? He
said, yeah.
Isa,
yeah.
The Lechol Tzad Aser.
Yeah.
Is he quoting the Zohar or is he not?
So no, he's not. Usher. No, that's not the lashon of the Zayin.
That's not the lashon of the Zayin. No. Is he paraphrasing it?
Yeah, he's saying it in Hebrew for you.
Oh, so we should really look at the exact.
Yeah. Rosh Hashanah brings down the exact lashon of the Zayin, but it's in Yud Beis. But the Magen Avraham.
What's the lashon?
Take a look. Uman zeh lashon hazayin.
Bottom,
Sifkan Yud Beis.
Stars,
three letters. Oh,
at the bottom.
Yeah. So okay. So that's the Aruch HaShulchan at least is learning the Zayar, that the Zayar means that he's not answering the sides. So. So he's right. Yeah. See that? Is that Lashon?
Learned it solely answering.
Yeah. So. Anyway, fine.
Basically, how you learn
Samachla,
I guess.
How you learn? Well, he also has how you learn. Levar Mikame. He gets busy with exactly how to read the Zayar, but he's saying it can't be that the Zayar would ask the size, where the Gemara never said any word about the size.
The Lashon or Samachlo.
He does say that, yeah.
So that could mean anything. Anything else.
Doesn't mean that's the Zayar says.
We have no idea what that means, really.
Yeah.
Could be in front, could be in back.
So he's just saying that it can't be that the Rosh Hashanah would say that it mean the sides. So here's a way to learn that Rosh Hashanah does not mean the sides. So if you want to know, you have something to be Samech on, that you don't want to be completely locked up. I mean, come on, you're never going to get to back up, because there's always going to be some, the sides. So you have the Rosh Hashanah to be Samech on.
Usually the Halakha doesn't follow the Zohar anyway, isn't that
true? Usually it does not. Yeah. But the Magen Avraham is bringing it, and Mishnah Berurah is bringing it.
What so, Shkina,
the desire,
like maybe,
yeah, no, of course that's
the
right.
That's no, why we're more confused with this. Yeah.
Okay, so now what about when you have a mitzvah to do? So let's go to another two pages to the Shevet Alevi. Let's skip over the Chayyadim. I brought the Chayyadim here also. So in the left by Simon Chaf, see it says Simon Chaf, and then Ayiz Beis. Okay, so the Shail came in like this. Asher Shail Lamai the Kaimelon Arachaim Simen Kuv Beis. You asked me a question. He's talking to the Pachayel. He's talking to the person who asked him a question. You asked me a question about this Simen Kuv Beis Yifei, about backing up. To Asel of Shail Gimel Psiyas Achay Yud Ches, after Shemon Esrei, you know how to back up three Psiyas. And Me'echad Mispal Me'acharev, V'nafol Sefer Bericha Kmenu. So now what happened in this case is that, this happens sometimes, right? You're not backing up, but then you see a Sefer fall down. Right, someone's really davening, and then they knocks off a sefer, and the sefer falls down. So he says, "Oh, so what? Let's watch you do. You're not even davening. Uh-huh. You're finished davening.
Right.
And you see down the thing, some guy knocked the sefer out.
Right.
So now
you're in the middle. This guy. Is
so you're right. You're and you're gonna pass by. So what should you do? Should you go and pick up the svarim or not?
According to what I know, there's no difference that if someone's darshan and you're allowed it, he himself's allowed to do it for sure. It's for sure that guy's the same guy. You could do it in your Mishkan anyways.
Yeah, that's what it seems from that, and I didn't learn about that halacha.
No, no.
But if that's what you're saying, then there should be. But look what the Shevet Levi says. He says, it's impossible for the person to pick it up unless he goes and backs up into the person's davening. What should he do? So then he brings another tshuva. There's a different child. Are you allowed to pass by somebody davening to daven with minyan? This happens all the time, right? You come late, and there's some guy davening by the door. And you want to go and daven with the minyan. Or even better, this happens also. Let's say a guy has a makam kavua, and he comes late. See this all the time. Guy comes late, but they already started Shemon Esrei, but this guy wants his makam kavua. So he passes by 10 people that are davening Shemon Esrei to get his makam kavua. Is he allowed to do that?
In front of them?
Yeah, in front of them.
No, for sure not.
But you see this all the time. So he says, he brings to Yad Eliyahu, the guy just wants to daven with a minyan, the kos of lahater, rak imashlan haminyan. So he says, you can only do it if you're number 10. If you're number 10, you want to be mashlan the minyan.
That's
a good point. The habli kamei say the drabim, but anyway, but if usually there's a minyan already, and you're just coming, and you're late, and there's a guy down at the door, you can't pass by the guy. Imkain yered the lo yaver. So therefore, he says. So according to that, I would say that you should not pass by a guy to go pick up the sefer. Even though you have to be gadol kol kach, even though you have to like biyum. it's not such a bezayin because I can't pick it up. But anyway, if I'm able to pick it up, so then it would be a bezayin for the sefer that's sitting there. But here I can't pick it up. I've got aloha. I can't back up because the shechina is there.
What happens with two cases?
And this and this. Okay, I hear. He says v'gamim after yirmoiz l'chavei l'hagbiyai. Also, you can just be meramis to the guy. He'll, you know, you can tell the guy over there pick up the sefer that you just dropped. So then. And then he says, "V'mchaver marach yoyser midai k'nei l'chavnas liboy." But if the guy is mamish davening like forever and ever and ever, because he just apparently the guy has trouble with kavon, he's mamish. And they say the Chaz Nish had a very fast monastery.
Chaim
Nish,
I know.
Huh?
I said Chaim also.
Chaim Kanievsky.
No, yeah. Chaim. Oh, the Brisker.
Oh, yeah, Chaim alone.
He said the monastery would be 5 seconds.
Oh, so they said the Chaz Nish.
He said he can't be mechaver too long.
5 seconds. That's
not 5 seconds.
No, no, very quick, very quick. They also say the same about Rav Gifter. Rav Gifter is a very quick shmoneser. Yeah. So the Chaz Nish said also that had a fast shmoneser. I mean, he was concentrating. You can tell he was concentrating, but he was just he was fast. Anyway, but this guy, he says, if the guy is mamish davening forever, never, never, then yesh makom lahata, then maybe he can be matur. There's makom to be matur. Okay, so you see, just to come down with a minion, just to walk in or to go to your makom kavua. There'd be no heter to pass by in front of someone who doubts. Now listen to this. This is a beautiful Rav Shlomo Zalman. So Rav Shlomo Zalman is right here in Lamed Gimel. Ein heter lava kenegam espalo atzarech mitzvah gemura. So he calls it has to be a mitzvah gemura.
What, to pass in front of?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, only a mitzvah gemura. Like, I guess I'm basically being mashed in the minion. Or, oh, he says, kegayin kayin kedei shi'al aduchim. Ah, so let's say like a kain. Oh yeah, nitzach on the kavav. The chashim nam mitzarech mitzvah. Also, somebody has to go to the bathroom. By the way, you should know. I also saw that just time as going to the bathroom is not enough. You'd have to be that it brings you to mamish to about the shatz to shaksu. But anyway, but he doesn't seem to say that b'shulam zaman.
Yeah, he says
you need
the bathroom.
Aval psiyos shakayrish right? He just says time as right. Aval psiyos shakayrish man asrei. But let's say the psiyos that you wanted to have before shmesrei. Let's say you're late, and the guy already started that shmesrei behind you, so you stand up. And you know you're supposed to take 3 steps back and then 3 steps forward. He says, no, don't take 3 steps back. Also, let's say you want to say tachnun. This happens by, let's say, you do a hechik kedusha mincha. And you need to say tachnun. So you shouldn't back up to say tachnun. Say tachnun right there where you're standing. Yeah. And then he says, can I get a shatz chomer yoyser? Can I get a yachin? Also, can I get someone who davening for the shliach tzibur is worse. Now look what he says here in 129. No, on the bottom. Before you turn the page,
let's say should the tzibur also, let's say he wants to also somewhere behind him is the Rosh Manasseh. He would also do tachnun standing up, something like that. Should the tzibur also do standing up tachnun the subject behind?
Oh, so the shliach tzibur not shliach tzibur
might
be
different.
What's he saying? No, he's just saying that to walk in front of the chazan.
It's even more of a
yeah. But yeah, I mean, I would think yeah. Okay. But you should know that also. Let's say they bring down. Let's say I think I'm not sure if he's going to say this. Well, a chazan who's bringing down the Sefer Torah. So a chazan bringing down the Sefer Torah, it's also brought down that he's allowed to pass by in front of people. Now, what's he supposed to do? Everyone has to wait for a landing because this guy's saying, it's the Tirchot HaTibur. So here, I also saw brought down that for the Sefer Torah, you want to come lane, then that guy's allowed. Now, to go kiss the Sefer Torah, I would say not.
So
it'll
be the same thing if someone's
diving
behind the chazan and the chazan has to start with Tarsha Shatz.
Right, so it says there. So some say. Let's say someone's down behind the chazan. Mm-hmm. Same shayla. So I think some say that he can just go back up because tirchot HaTibur. And I think from a Yash, I'm not sure who was on one of the misquote. They bring from someone that don't back up. Mm-hmm. Just start right away. The chazan start right away. But if you're someone who davens long, don't daven behind the chazan.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
daven
somewhere
else.
Yeah, it's like common sense.
You make a quick, you know.
If you're not having, anyway, take a look at number 129 here. This is beautiful.
129.
If you take before we get to 129, if you look at Nun Aleph, our halacha. K'maykein ein lahatul of soya kinegdai mipnei shahamispalol hivchin sha'acher misakiv begwalay. Let's say you know that someone's waiting for you, so you shouldn't. And it's bothering him. Or you know that someone's waiting. Still, he says, that's not enough. Anyway, take a look at 129. So he says, he would not be very happy with the people that wanted to say these type of svaras. It's always going to... I'm staring the person, but I keep looking back. So he says, no. These type of svaras, he said, that these are mamash, you're being oikah the Shulchan Aruch. Akarta kol tayris iserze. Ubesichasa yim tamidim. This is what I wanted to bring you. And with his talks with his tamidim, Hoysef Rabbeinu, Rosham Zam would say, the halacha zu, kivon shenis roifefo afilu biyad hayureyim. It's such a riffian, this halacha. For some reason, nobody cares about this halacha. He says, even in front of the Yireim, even the real chashuv people, they don't care about these halacha. They back up into people that are davening. Ein lechabes but stadei heter. He says, we should not be finding heterim for these people. Ela adrab lechazak iser. So you should be mechazak the iser, that you should not be backing up. Even if you find a heter, you shouldn't be backing up. That's what Shlomo Zalman, because he says so many people are nichshol.
Well, the problem is, especially in Israel, you got like 30 guys packed into a phone booth. And they're on top of each other. They're on top of each other. It's inevitable that they're going to be backing into each other.
Yeah. What's the whole cover for this? For the Gemara that we read before?
Yeah. Yeah, and then Shulchan Aruch brings it. Shulchan Aruch brings it. Mechaber. Mechaber's passing me like that. Anyway, so Shulchan...
I mean,
what?
I still don't...
So the...
Local rabbi here. I want to tie that. If you're in a shul, it has to be different than... I mean, I'll call Moedim that if you're in a random room by yourself in your house, let's say, and you're davening, and then all of a sudden you kid pass by, your wife, someone passes by, yeah, it's in a shteri, you're not expecting anything. But if you're in a shul, there's 50 people davening. I've been davening Shemon Esrei. A guy moves 3 inches. It's not going to mess up your Gemara. Everyone did come a davening moment.
It doesn't make a difference. You have Shechina, you have 2 reasons.
Okay, now, I wanted to give you another heter here. So, two other things. In the next page, in Halacha Shlomo Lamed Daled, he says like this. Let's say you're waiting for the guy behind you, and the guy behind you is waiting for the guy behind him, and the guy behind him is waiting for the guy behind him. So then he says, Avol Ma'ayven Acharav Saim Kfar Tfilasa, Lamed Daled. If the person that was standing behind you already finished his tefillah, Achloi Pasa Daim, Nei Shemantim Les Palash Acharav. But he's waiting for the guy behind him, Nir Shemutil of Sai Kenegdei. Afloi Tzarek Yeshiva Mir Tachan. Then, Bechein the Chol Dvar Mitzvah. Any mitzvah you're allowed to back up in front of the guy.
Then what?
Then you're allowed to back up.
Oh.
If it's for, he says, for Tachman, for any mitzvah that you want.
You are allowed to back up, why?
Because that guy's really done davening. Like, he's really done davening, the guy
behind him.
He's waiting for the guy behind him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and I think also...
As long as the guy's finished, there's no problem.
So what about just Samson to back up for no reason at all? So in the bottom, they bring that. That's already a suffix, whether he's going to give you that heter. But I did see the heter also brought down from other paiskin, that even for no reason at all, you'd be allowed to back up. But again, if you want to go look up Shlomo Zalman on the bottom, he doesn't want to give heter.
He was done.
What? The guy behind you is done. It has to be the guy behind you is
then
done.
There's no reason not to back up.
Yeah. What?
Then there's no... Nothing...
What, if the guy behind you is not done?
If he is done, there's no reason not to back up then. If he is done.
Why? But he didn't take 3 steps back, so that's amazing.
No, but the guy... I'm sorry. If the guy behind you is done, there's nothing stopping you from backing up, is there?
Did he back up 3 steps?
The guy behind you?
Yeah.
Doesn't matter, does it?
So that's what he's saying. So he's saying, if the guy didn't back up, so then he gives you the heter if you're going for any mitzvah.
Yeah.
Tachnun or any other mitzvah.
Because he's done.
Why is he done by these waving the guy behind him?
He's got to have some sort of tzarech. Some sort of tzarech. Yeah, okay. Maybe that. Anyway, but no, there are
heter. He's still davening? He's not davening. He's done.
I know, but he's still next to the Shechina, so it could be that maybe that's it. No, but yeah, there is a term even if they're not that. But let me just finish up, and then we can talk more about this.
Okay.
And then the last thing was same thing that goes by Kaddish and by Kedusha. If you take a look at Yudalad, the next page is Yudalad. Kishem she'asalav l'fneim espal kachasalav ne'ayim or Kedusha. Someone saying Kedusha, it's also to pass in front of him, even if you're not. I don't know why you're not saying Kedusha, but.
Yeah. You have those guys who like to get to their seats.
Oh, what? Well, the same guy.
Walking
around a little bit. The Chain also Kaddish, Ad Amir and Be'oma. That's the Avalachachach Mutter Av Kshem is Kabbal. So we know the Kaddish really, until the Amir and Be'oma is the Iker Kaddish, and then after that is not as Iker.
So
until Kaddish is someone that. The happening ends, and then there's some people that are saying Kaddish. It's the same halacha as the Shemini. You don't walk in front of them either.
Because
he's talking to the Shekhinah.
The Shekhinah is in front of one in the middle of.
Well, that's according to the Chayyadim and according to. Yeah. Okay. So that's the one.